This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's enacted general fund runs $2,904 per resident, Arizona's $2,398. Colorado's enacted 2026 budget package carries a $17.46 billion general fund for the fiscal year that began July 1, 2026, and Arizona's carries $18.29 billion for the same 12 months. Arizona appropriates about $824 million more out of general tax revenue while serving about 1.6 million more residents, so Colorado's general fund works out to about 21% more per person. Colorado and Arizona each enacted a budget this year for the 12 months that began July 1, 2026. On the measure, the two states report on the most comparable terms. General tax revenue, Colorado appropriated about $17.5 billion, and Arizona appropriated about $18.3 billion. Arizona committed about $824 million more out of its general fund, while serving about 1.6 million more residents, which by the newsroom's own arithmetic comes to roughly $2,904 per Coloradan and $2,398 per Arizonan using the Census Bureau's population estimate for July 1, 2025. That comparison answers a question from a listener named Holly, which Kim Monson, the show's host, read on the August 6 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, asking whether there is any way to weigh how money is spent in Colorado against what Arizona's budget contains. Monson called it a great question and said doing it properly would take a significant amount of time, and the reason is that the two states build their appropriations, acts on different bases. Colorado's enacted budget package, built around the annual long bill House Bill 26-1410, appropriates about $49.7 billion in operating money across every fund it names. Arizona's enacted budget reaches only its general fund and a narrower set of other appropriated funds, so its budget staff reports total spending authority of about $71.9 billion separately, and $48.1 billion of that is a non-appropriated estimate. The general fund is the closest thing to a common measure, since each state reports a single general fund total in its own appropriations documents, so that is where the comparison holds. Colorado's figure comes from the Joint Budget Committee's appropriations report for fiscal 2026-27, which totals every appropriation the 2026 session enacted rather than the long bill alone. The long bill itself, House Bill 26-1410, was signed May 8, 2026. Arizona's figure comes from the Arizona Joint Legislative Budget Committee, which published its fiscal year 2027 appropriations report on July 30, 2026, and puts the enacted general fund at about $18.3 billion in its agency summary, and again in its statement of general fund revenues and expenditures, up 3.1% from fiscal 2026. That total covers the General Appropriations Act, Senate Bill 1847, which Governor Katie Hobbs signed on June 13, 2026, together with the 15 other budget bills the session enacted. The U.S. Census Bureau put Colorado at 6,012,561 residents and Arizona at 7,623,818 as of July 1, 2025, a difference of 1,611,257 people, or about 26.8%. Dividing each state's enacted general fund by its own population produces about $2,904 per resident in Colorado and about $2,398 in Arizona, a spread of roughly $506 a person and about 21%. Those per resident figures are arithmetic. The newsroom performed on the two appropriations and the two population estimates, and no state document or census release prints them. Colorado's enacted operating budget names, four columns of money, about $17.5 billion in general fund, about $14 billion in cash funds dedicated to particular purposes, about $2.9 billion in reappropriated funds, and about $15.4 billion in anticipated federal funds. Arizona's appropriations carry two, about $18.3 billion general fund, and about $5.5 billion in other appropriated funds, for a total appropriation of about $23.8 billion. Everything else Arizona spends sits in a category its budget committee calls non-appropriated federal and other funds, estimated at about $48 billion for fiscal 2027 and reported separately from those appropriations. By the committee's own caveat, that non-appropriated figure rests on estimates published in its January 2026 baseline book, which it notes may have been updated for later information. So about $72 billion total spending authority built on it combines appropriated amounts with an estimate. Two Arizona agencies show how much turns on that classification. Access, the agency that runs Arizona's Medicaid program, shows about $3.5 billion appropriated for fiscal 2027 against an estimated $19.8 billion non-appropriated, and Arizona's public universities show about $2.5 billion appropriated against an estimated $7.6 billion non-appropriated. Colorado writes about $3.6 billion of higher education cash funds, largely tuition, into its own budget, while Arizona appropriates about $1.5 billion of other funds to its universities. The wider divergence is federal money, which Colorado appropriates inside its budget and Arizona reports outside it, so the two top-line numbers measure different things. Colorado's Joint Budget Committee issues an appropriations report after each session, an all-bill summary of what that session appropriated. Its fiscal 2026-27 edition puts operating appropriations at about $49.7 billion across all funds, and the operating and capital total at about $49.9 billion. That figure is stated gross, and about $2.9 billion of it is reappropriated funds, money counted more than once as it moves between state agencies. So removing the duplication leaves about $46.8 billion by the newsroom's own subtraction. The National Association of State Budget Officers collects state spending on a common template across all 50 states, from data the states report themselves. Its estimated figures for fiscal 2025, an earlier period than the budgets above, point to where the general fund difference comes from. The estimates put Arizona at $8.204 billion of general fund for elementary and secondary education out of a $10.771 billion total. Colorado shows $4.530 billion of general fund out of $7.877 billion, with $2.477 billion drawn from other state funds, a split consistent with Colorado routing dedicated revenue into a separate education fund. Medicaid runs the other direction. Those same estimates put Colorado's general fund share of Medicaid at $4.828 billion against Arizona's $2.535 billion, even though Arizona's program is larger overall, $18.618 billion to Colorado's $15.722 billion, since Arizona covers more of its state match outside the general fund. Both states expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, with Colorado opting in during 2013 and Arizona's expansion taking effect January 1, 2014. So the difference in federal totals comes from how each state books the money rather than from whether it took the expansion. Colorado voters added Article 10, Section 20 to the state constitution in 1992. The section limits growth in the revenue state and local governments may keep and spend to prior year inflation on the Denver-Aurora-Lakewood Consumer Price Index plus the prior year change in population, according to a standing memorandum from Colorado Legislative Council staff. Revenue above that line goes back to taxpayers unless voters approve keeping it, and the March 2026 state revenue forecast projected a refund obligation of $711.1 million for fiscal 2026-27, which bills enacted during the 2026 regular session are projected to reduce by $309.7 million. The newsroom has reported on the November ballot fight over Senate Bill 26-135 and the Tabor refund mechanism. Arizona's constitution carries a limit of a different kind. Article 9, Section 17 bars the Arizona legislature from appropriating state revenues above 7% of total personal income for the year, and a two-thirds vote of each chamber can exceed that ceiling. Nothing in the Arizona limit returns money to taxpayers. The governor's office put the tax relief in Arizona's fiscal 2027 budget package at roughly $1.4 billion, which the newsroom covered when Arizona adopted the new federal tax cuts in full. Inside Colorado's limit, the state's general fund barely moved. The Joint Budget Committee reports that general fund appropriations rise $284.8 million, or 1.7%, over fiscal 2025-26, with healthcare policy and financing, the department that administers Medi-Hide, accounting for $270.1 million of that increase. General fund appropriations fall for 13 of the state's 23 departments. The package also lowered the statutory general fund reserve from 15.0% to 13.0%. A reduction applies to fiscal 2025-26 and 2026-27 only. Jay Davidson, founder and chief executive of First American State Bank, told Monson on the August 6th show that excess government spending is the origin of public debt. "Where the money is spent and who spends the money, that's where the power is," he said. He tied Colorado's spending to sustained single-party control of state government. "The Republican Party has not been able to mount a productive campaign for a long, long time, and the Democrats control everything," Davidson said. "So I think Colorado is a microcosm," Davidson said. "We've gone so far in the hole that it's going to take us some time to work our way out." Monson said that is why she does the show, because when government gets smaller, the individual's liberty gets bigger. And now, Kim's perspective. Holly asked exactly the right question, and the answer should make us stop and look at this spending. Colorado takes about $2,904 out of general tax revenue for every person in this state, while Arizona takes about $2,398, and Arizona has 1.6 million more people to serve. Every dollar a legislature appropriates came out of somebody's paycheck or somebody's small business. When government gets bigger, our right to go after our hopes and dreams gets smaller. Ask the people who represent you what we are getting for that extra $506 a person. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.